handwriting university sweatshirt. This is one of the greatest tools for getting people to come to you. See, you walk around wearing this, people are going to come up to you and ask, you know, what's that handwriting university all about? I tell you, when I was flying out here from Washington, D.C., and, you know, for some reason, they always put me through the extra screening, right? So I don't know why. Don't I look like an honest guy, Derek? Do I look like I got something in my shoe? These are dad shoes. Okay. And so I was sitting over in the screening area and all had that shirt on. And all they wanted to talk to me about was handwriting analysis. Can you do my handwriting? You know, do you have, man, I can't do your handwriting. Will you go through my luggage? I got a plane to catch. Okay. And so I could hardly get here for people stopping me with that sweatshirt on. When I arrived here at the hotel here in Hollywood, by the time I had been here an hour, I had probably analyzed half the staff of the hotel here. Oh yeah, I'm in a good mood on this trip. See, this is fun. At home, no, I wouldn't have done that. But I'm out here in LA, I'm playing, I'm having fun, so I did some freebies just for the fun of it. But that's always at my discretion. Well, when I wear my sweatshirt, well, I'm an instructor at handwriting at university, and what I teach people is how to use this incredible tool to instantly speed read people, avoid horrible relationships. You wouldn't know anybody that want to do something like that, would you? I mean, you wouldn't know anybody that's ever been involved in a drama relationship. Wants to avoid those kind of things. And, oh, yeah, we teach this. Now, I don't do generally free analysis in that context. What I seek to do is get their business card, give them my card. I'm really busy right now. But if you give me your business card, we can exchange cards. Let's get back together and talk. Because I want to position myself as a really busy person who's got a successful business, and I just don't have the time right now. I mean, think about it. You're a professional. Would you walk up to a dentist and say, hey, can you take a look at this thing right here, right now, at a cocktail party or something? Would you expect him or her to do that? No, I'm a professional. Okay, so get the sweatshirt, yes, yes. So I'm going to follow up. I'm going to, Lusana. Lusana, good, how are you? This is Jonah McKee. We met at the bookstore a couple of days ago, and we talked about handwriting analysis. Do you remember me? Is this a good time to talk? Well, come on up here. I can talk to you a little bit better if you're closer. Do you want to come up? Oh no. We wouldn't even ask you to dance. You can sit down if you want.
When should I sit?
Go ahead and sit. So you want to know about the business card thing? Okay, what specifically do you want to know about it?
Once you have their card, how do you go about turning that into a contact that makes you money?
How do I go about turning that into a contact that makes me money? Did everyone hear that? Okay. Okay, would you repeat that, please?
Once you have the business card, which you've gotten at a previous meeting,
yes.
What do you then do with it to create income and an analysis for them, or whatever it is they might be in need of?
Okay, now, what do you think I might do if I have that business card? Just relax, take a deep breath for a moment, and imagine, what would you think I might do with that business card?
If it had an email address on it, I would probably send them an email.
Okay.
That'd be my first thing.
That's one way of doing it. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what might you do?
A mailing or a phone call?
A mailing or a phone call. So let's say, for example, you decided to do a phone call. What might you say in that phone call?
Well, that's what I'm up here asking you.
Okay, and I'm gonna coach you through that.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
What might you say? This is the part I hate.
I
don't like putting people on the spot.
This is verbally.
That's why I like mail or email.
This is the part that you hate. So I can help you best if you get in a peak state right now. Think of something that you love doing.
Okay.
What's something you love doing?
Singing.
Okay. So I want you to sit the way you'd be sitting if you were singing a song that you love to sing.
Okay.
And just kind of imagine, if you will, that you're getting that person on the phone, and it's just like singing a song that you love to sing. And as you feel those same feelings, and as you stay in that same physiology, just begin to talk to Jonah about handwriting analysis. You've got my card.
Okay.
All right. Let's just stop a minute right there. Here's what may be stopping you. See, you're thinking perhaps you've got to sell something.
I'm thinking of the first words that would get me to the sentence I want to say, which is, what is it you're interested in learning about yourself or handwriting analysis?
Okay.
That's what I want to get to.
So let's just pretend you're opening a new relationship with a new friend. Okay? How would you do that in your way?
Hi, Mary. This is Lusana. I remember I met you the other day at Starbucks.
Yes, Lusana. I remember meeting you.
Yeah. And you were asking me about handwriting analysis, I've got some time, and I was calling you back to see what it was you might be interested in discovering.
Well, you know, it's amazing that you should call me back. I really didn't think you would call, but I'm just tired of dealing with all these knuckleheaded men who can't deal with an independent woman who's got her stuff together. What can you do with that handwriting analysis to help me?
Could you please put your husband on the line?
He left me a few days ago, and I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's okay. We're going to change your slant on life. It's going to be all right.
So, Lusana, why did you call me today?
Well, I was calling to see what you might be interested in that we could work with handwriting analysis, or just ask me any questions you want to about it.
Well, you know, I really don't understand what this handwriting stuff does. I mean, is this something like tarot cards or palm reading and that kind of stuff?
Not at all. It's a reflection of how you express yourself and how others see you in terms of when you're writing. But moreover, it's a picture of your subconscious mind and the way you think and your beliefs and the way you regard yourself and others.
So how is that going to help me?
Well, self-knowledge is power, and it sounds like you need some personal power to help you to achieve your goals or rearrange your life or whatever it is you need at this time.
What do you mean I need personal power? That's the same thing he said. I'm an independent woman. I got my own car. I got my own money. What are you talking about?
I think awareness is always the word that comes to me. Awareness of yourself and others in your life, so that the more you know about yourself and others and your situations, the more you can avoid the painful issues, not repeat mistakes, and moreover, design a new itinerary for your life.
You mean you can help me do that?
Absolutely.
How do you do that? How can we work together?
Well, if you have some time, maybe we could schedule an appointment. You could come to me, bring some writing, and do some writing with me, and I could explain it.
But what's this all going to cost me?
$75,000. But I take payments, monthly payments.
You know, I was going to work with you, but you're too cheap.
Okay, give her a hand. I'll stay right here. So, how do you feel about what you just did?
I feel good. I feel fine. But I'd still like to know
okay,
more about
is that something? How do you think she did?
Thank you.
You see, I think you already know what to do.
Yeah.
We just had to bring it out of you. And you know what I liked? Despite whatever I threw at you, didn't she remain just as relaxed and calm, and she didn't let anything throw her. And in turn, she brought me into that state. Now, she had gotten all excited with me, or we would have had something going, y'all. But so she just took all the drama out of it. And so that's a gift to be able to do that. You took all the drama out, and you related to me. And I'd say that that's one of the key things that you got to do with people. Simply connect with them and establish a relationship. Open a relationship. And the sale flows from there. Okay? Thank you for teaching that to us. You want to teach the rest of the stuff? Okay, give her a hand. Easy, and you know what I really liked about her? She was so lazy. I just love lazy people like me. Well, the number one credibility tool is the analysis itself, but let's talk about that. I think I brought this up yesterday, and that's a great question, Anna, because that kind of thing will come up. So, what would we say to that? How is this handwriting analysis really valid? My brain is making the hand move. Wow. Oh, I'm just fascinated. Tell me some more about that. I didn't even know I had a brain. No. Okay. So who else has some ideas? How would you do that? You can even look at your FAQs and cheat if you want. I give open book tests. And so what are some of the uses of handwriting analysis? How's it used? Yeah, and you know, did you know also, Anna, that in countries like France, in order to get an executive type position, in about 90% of the cases, you're going to have to submit a handwriting sample? That major corporations use this great tool, that lawyers use it to screen juries. In fact, you ever heard of the O.J. Simpson case? Okay, you live in L.A., I know you heard of that one. Okay, do you know handwriting analysis was used in the jury selection? So you'd know all of that stuff if you had Bart's tapes. He makes it real easy to be lazy. Okay. Now, Anna, are you collecting all these stories? Okay. And now we have Little Rock, Arkansas in the house. Great. Okay, I got to cut it off right here because Bart has given me the high sign that I need to move through this presentation and get off stage. So, special reports. They say that all of us have a book in us, and I'm sure we all do. But, you know, why should I write all the books if Bart's already done that? I let Bart do that kind of stuff while I go off salsa dancing and having fun. But one thing I do is I like creating special reports like this that I give to people. I'll give this away. It's about a 10-page report. Feel free to look at it if you want during the conference. At the end of it, it has a sheet that a person can either they can send in to get their handwriting analyzed. It's got my speaker bio sheet so they can contact me. It's got the website so they can go to the internet and buy some product. It's got it all. And the key to this is a catchy title. That's the whole key to a special report. You can write one of these in a weekend, okay? Something like 10 pages. I mean, think about it. Who wouldn't want to learn about sex, lies, and handwriting? Who wouldn't want, I mean, if you saw this, wouldn't you want to pick it up and read it? Oh, yeah. And sex, lies, and handwriting. Okay? So that's another way, and people think you're a published author when they see that. And all you've got is a special report. You get it bound at Kinko's or somewhere, and there you have it. Excellent marketing tool. Okay, next slide. That's what the title, that's what the cover sheet looks like. Okay, presentations and seminars. Sometimes people get hung up over speech and seminar material. You know, what am I going to present? I had my own developed, and then Bart came out with this product called the Cruise Ship Presentations, which simply is about four presentations he's got in PowerPoint slides that you can give on different topics to a group. Now, Bart said this was for cruise ships. Yeah, I don't always follow the rules. I don't always do what Bart says, but don't tell him that. So I said, well, why can't I do this for my in-home presentations? Now I've got four classy presentations I can use. This is what I use. I told you, I got no PowerPoint projector when I go in a home. I got none of this fancy stuff that Bart's got because he's rich. He can do all of that. I'm just a lazy handwriting analyst trying to make a dollar. And so what I encourage you to do is investigate that product if you don't want to develop your own. It's a way to get up and running and have presentations real quick. In-home presentations, an easy and lazy way to make money. And I'm so lazy about it. I hate to tell you this. I won't even do them in my house. Okay, I don't want all of y'all up in my house. Dirty in my dishes. I got to vacuum after you. You know, all of that kind of stuff. I'm coming to your house. You clean up afterwards. And this actually started kind of by accident. A lady friend of mine asked me, would I come over and give a seminar for herself and some of her girlfriends? And I said, you know, this, the light bulb went on. I said, this is really neat. And so I did that. And of course, while I'm giving my presentation, I mentioned to all the participants that I'm available to come do this for you and you and you at your house. I got their names, phone numbers. I followed up to see them, to see how they enjoyed the presentation. It led to compatibility analysis. And I'll show you a breakout in another slide. I know, Bart, I got to hurry. But there's little or no overhead and marketing expense involved in doing that, and it's an excellent way to get started, particularly part-time. And people love this stuff. I mean, you know, the average person on the street has heard of handwriting analysis. They may have seen a book, but they've never met anyone who does this. Wow! You really do that? Let me touch you and see if you're real. Okay, it's kind of like that in a lot of instances. This is what we kind of call in the speaking trade a one sheet. just gives a brief blurb, my photo, contact information. And I give this to people who are going to host an in-home seminar. I give something like this to them so they can give it to their friends who they want to come. This is an example of a seminar flyer that was used for one of my seminars, the old sex, lies, and handwriting. And feel free to steal any of this stuff that you got in the manual from me. I always believe if you find a good idea, steal it. So, okay. Now, let's break down the money in a real life example. You're going to kill me, I know, Elizabeth. This is a seminar for which I charge $15 a head, had just 10 participants. This is kind of low, but fairly typical. At that seminar, home seminar, I sold 5 grapho decks, did a couple's compatibility analysis at $150 right after the seminar. Okay, that's the total gross for 1 hour's worth of work. That's not $100 an hour. That's a little bit more than that. And if you were to add on to that, that as a result of this in-home seminar, people there asked me to come to their home, and I had zero marketing costs, zero effort, really, because you know by now I'm incredibly lazy and proud of it. See, that's what you can do. And imagine if you just did one of these in your hometown every weekend. Okay, you can add up the numbers. Just one of these, or two of these, or how many you want to do. It's an easy, lazy way to get started right away. D, you're my kind of lady, okay? You want to get started right now. You don't want to wait. You want to take advantage of the moment. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that if you know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing. If you're proficient in your craft. So the first step is to get proficient in handwriting analysis. That's what we're all here to do. Okay. And you know whether you're proficient or not. The things that you could possibly do, yes. Well, you know, if you're stumped, you can always call people like Brother Jonah who will be happy to work with you. That's like, for example, I don't do document examination, but I get calls for it. I refer it out. I don't do what I don't know. Yes, Lee.
What I was going to suggest is that when you felt a little bit more confident, give it away. Or go to a bookstore. Go to a coffee shop and say, would you be willing, would it be okay if I came in here and just practiced this in front of people? And you...
Beauty shop.
Oh, that's excellent.
And you give out your card.
Yeah. Beauty shop. The ladies' room. Okay. Okay, Bart's pushing me here. It's all his fault. So, next action steps. Many of us know what to do. We get information at a seminar, but we go home and we don't end up doing what we know. So here's the next action step slide. Now, I want you to consider, as you go home, taking some action on the things that we've talked about in this presentation. If you only got one nugget out of here that can make you a little bit of money, then I'm happy. But you gotta take some action. Sometimes we need support in doing that. So consider working with a buddy, a mentor. There are personal coaches out here. And I also want you to pay particular attention to some of Bart's other presentations coming up, Fears and Defenses, Secrets of the Rich and Happy, because at the end of the day, it's those kind of internal things that are going to help determine just how lazy you're going to be here. Okay, just final thoughts. Questions. Well, the affiliate program was a little bit different than personal marketing, but if I'm hearing your question correctly, how would you employ others to help you get the word out? How would you do that? So you want other people to be out doing the work for you of marketing, okay, while you sit back and reap the rewards. So think, how would you think that might be done?
So you have to give these people a cut of the final package.
Yeah. Really?
So if they sold you a presentation or a seminar, then you would give them a percentage.
Incentivize them. Yes, I incentivize all of my in-home seminar people. They get a percentage. Just like a Tupperware party. Sure. I didn't invent this idea. I stole it. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? I don't do analysis there at the in-home seminar. That's something that we get to together and do afterwards. I give the seminar. I answer questions. I collect my money. And I go home and let y'all clean up. Okay, because I don't want to be in the way. But I like to do the analysis later. Yeah, that's after we've talked, or I've called them. I usually call them to follow up, to get feedback. I'm not calling to sell. I'm calling to get feedback and those kind of things. I'm calling to establish a relationship, and things just naturally flow from there. If you just let it happen, yeah. Bernice. Oh, no analysis is included in that. That's for the 1 hour presentation. And a good way of keeping interest in that is I give them a sheet so that as we go along, they can analyze their own handwriting. They have a lot of fun doing that. That keeps the audience engaged. So today, people don't just want to be lectured to. I'll get to you in a second. People want an opportunity to play and be engaged, as you've noticed I've done with you today. Say, I'm too lazy to stand up here and do all the talking and the work, so I let you guys do it. To come to a seminar, they might get my one sheet. The most important thing is they're there because of the person who invited them. Okay, and, oh yes, I've got product at the seminar. I've got my Graphodex, business cards, special reports, everything that I've got. I'm bringing it all. Yes, it's in your presentation. Yeah, that's what I give them to say, here's who this guy is, okay, and what he does, and you need to come out, girl, to my house and hear him. I mean, particularly, I think women are much more predisposed to do this kind of thing because they have book clubs and those sort of things. I mean, you try getting a bunch of guys together. If you don't have the championship game on or something, you can forget it. Well, I wouldn't really call it that I'm doing entertainment. I try to be entertaining, but this is different from doing a handwriting analysis party. Now, Bob's going to talk about that tomorrow morning, how he does handwriting analysis parties. I'm not doing a party. I'm doing a lecture, an entertaining lecture. And there is a distinction and a difference, and you'll see that when Bob talks tomorrow morning. Edutainment. I love it, yes. Would you repeat that? Because you said it much better than I could.
Do you hear me? Yeah. Direct sales is an $86 billion business worldwide. $28 billion of that occurs in the United States, and it's 65% of it occurs in the home. So you've taken an incredible model. And when you said it was for women, that's right. 75% of that business is woman-based. Okay, I'll say it again. $86 billion business worldwide, direct sales. $28 billion of that worldwide is in the United States. 65% of it occurs in the home. And 75% of that is through women having those kind of businesses.
Wow.
That's through the Direct Sales Association data, 2003 data.
What kind of products normally fit into that model?
Their wellness products is a big product, nutritionals, cosmetics. It is education-based, that's why I said edutainer. Educational, informational products. Some computers, Dell, Direct Sales.
Wow.
Pardon?
What business model is this again?
Direct sales. Direct Selling Association, DSA. DSA.org has this data. They have a lot of data. So if you're interested in this kind of business, you can look them up.
Okay, one more.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now it's a matter of you going back out. You have the tools to do what you know. So in closing, as analysts today, I'd like to leave you with the encouragement to live your life in such a way that you put light in other people's faces and other people's lives. To live your life in such a way that even when you are out of sight after doing what you do, folks are going to know which way you went by the light you left behind in their lives. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Great job. Good presentation. Does everybody feel a little more confident making a little extra money with this? I notice there's a lot of fear when you start talking like, oh, I don't know how. What if they don't like it? I hate to be a salesperson. All those things are very understood. The reason you have a fear of sales is the reason most people work for someone else their entire life. The most people who make the most money in the world are salesmen at some level. Whether you're selling feature films or you're selling Amway or anything, the ability to basically transact the sale. And so those of you who have a fear of sales, you might want to reframe that as considering you're helping people see something they wouldn't normally see. So those of you that do have real jobs now, you don't have to have real jobs, but you've chosen that path. So what I've attempted to do is put together some tools to really make this easy for you part-time, because none of you are going to quit your jobs and go, I'm going to be a handwriting analyst tomorrow. But most people, whether you're a massage therapist or whatever you are, would love to make an extra couple hundred dollars every couple of weekends. And I think that's what the tools we have now in place. Two things I want to give you, then we're going to take a short break. Is the first thing is Jonah talked about in-home parties. He did lectures, which saying, here, I'm going to lecture, give an hour. It is tricky to go do that and not do their handwriting, but it's not impossible. It depends on your positioning. When I do a keynote lecture, obviously I don't have time. So I say, look, it's unfair for me to do a three-minute analysis for you because this is a $150 product. I would like to give you four or five pages of stuff, and it's just not fair. You're just going to get ripped off. And what happens, I don't say ripped off, but what happened is if you do 2 minutes analysis, they think that's all you have to say. Now they go, oh, I hadn't handwritten analyzed. Yeah, it was neat. Now, if you spend $150 and you get a six-page report, it could change your life. So it's not an unfair thing to say, you know what? I really can't do it. I have another appointment. I charge $150 for a written analysis, and I really would like to do that for you. If I only give you a minute of a brief overview, you're going to think that's all there is. You know, I can help you change your life. It's not a hard positioning. Are you a speaker or are you an analyst? If you come there doing a party, then it's different because you're going to do a party. But you can't give a speech and do everybody's analyst. It's impossible. You know, there's a lot of people who do parties and conventions and conferences, and they charge $100 an hour, and it takes about 5 minutes, and they give an overview, and they do an overview. Phyllis Mattingly, she always came back. I mean, she would go to the store and go stand in a bank line, and she had a name badge that said handwriting expert. They'd say, oh, my God, I'd love to have my handwriting analyzed, just like we did last night. And she goes, great, give me $5, I'll give you a quickie. Have you ever had a quickie from a 75-year-old woman? And I swear, every plane ride, every bus ride, every bank, she always came back with $5 or $10 in her pocket. No doubt. Because people say, sure, for $5 I'll do a quickie. She said, now I charge $100 for the full analysis, but I'll give you an overview. You know, and she gets the $5 or $10. It's not a problem. Okay. But as soon as you perceive yourself as a professional, you can name your price and you can do it that way. Not really a problem. The other tool I have is we've just created this book called Handwriting Analysis 101. It's not printed yet, but you'll have it. It's $6 each, so you can buy a dozen at a time. You can have your in-home parties, and I would charge $15 or $20 for the party, and they leave with the book. The book does not have – it has a big space here for your business card, your name. It's not filled with yours. It has product information but no ordering information. They should order through you. So it's designed so that you guys can do in-home parties. Do you have to be certified to sell this? No. You have to be part of the certification course, but you don't have to be certified. It's better if you are certified because you're going to be more competent. But I have no problems if you say, look, I'm just taking this course. Here's six of my best friends. Let's stick it together and look at the book, because the book is right on. They're not going to make mistakes if they follow the book, but they might make mistakes if you don't have anything to follow it. So we've just created this to make it easier for you to do in-home parties. The other thing I'm going to pass out, and those of you that are online and have internet access, you don't need this, but we just printed it off. I printed it off this morning. It's a sign-up for our affiliate program with the Handwriting University. It's free to sign up, and what it means is that if you send people to your link, you get 20% commission on anything they sell. So that means if you have a website, a mailing list, if you email a friend, if you have a business card that you got and they click on that link and they go to our website, if they buy something in the next 3 years, we'll send you a check for 20%. That includes the home study course, which is $1,300. So we'll give you a check for, what's that, $150? And it's affiliate program. It's free. It's great if you have a website, you'd be more effective. But if you need to have an email and you put the link at the bottom of the email and somebody clicks on it, you'll do it. So I'm going to pass these out. And again, we'll type it in for you. Just make sure your email is legible, and then you'll get an email confirmation with all the instructions and stuff. Okay. So this is the affiliate program. Very simple to use. If you're completely a Luddite means somebody that has no computer skills whatsoever. Luddite. You are definitely a Luddite, Don. L-U-D-D-I-T-E. It's not really an insulting word, but it just means you're kind of a technophobe. So are you ready for a 10-minute break? And come back and we'll learn more. Good job.